Questions 24 and 25. When Alexander the Great conquered the entire known world in 323 BC, he sat down and wept. There were no more battles to be won. Hundreds of years later, just months after the July 20, 1969 date, when Edwin Buzz Aldrin Jr. became one of the first two men to walk on the moon, Aldrin realized that, as a pilot, there were no greater achievements he could strive for in his lifetime, and he had a nervous breakdown. A great irony of life is that people complain constantly about how hard it is to get ahead. Yet when they no longer have to struggle, they lose their sense of purpose and develop emotional problems. This has been a recurrent theme of great literature. For example, throughout the novel Les Misérables by Victor Hugo, a police inspector named Javert hunts the elusive criminal Jean Valjean. In the end, when Javert finally has a chance to capture and arrest Valjean after many years of pursuit, he cannot bring himself to do it. Instead, he throws himself into the Seine River, committing suicide. The chase had given him a reason for living. For it to end was for life to end. Consider a real-life parallel to that. Have you ever heard parents say that they can't wait to get their kids raised and out of the house so that they can have some time to themselves? Yet, once the kids are gone, these same parents nearly go crazy with all the time they have on their hands? The point of all this is to challenge you with a great truth that has survived the test of time. It is the hard work we put into the trip itself that is our victory in life, not getting to the destination.